Blog Talk Radio.
Sit back and these days, remember my ways. Oh, me like it out of my cage. Yes, I am a slave, searching for some freedom, searching for some freedom. So I'm tender, sing them songs to spark memory. What is a man with no history? Where am I? Who am I? What is this place? We're just sitting in space.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will be light. Love that. Love that. Hallelujah. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel, here at Bet Yahweh in Baltimore, Maryland, with Ibrit culture. With Ibrit culture, that is Hebrew culture. For those who don't know what Ibrit culture is, that is Hebrew culture. Coming for another segment in Yahweh's Mighty Men. You know, I believe we're in two. We are in two. It's amazing how Yahweh changes things on you. It's amazing. Matter of fact, I had my lesson done. Already had the number on it, had it ready for tonight. Got to lay down for a minute. And some thoughts was coming to me in my mind. So, all right, I had to switch the lesson. All right, Abba. All right. Then the fact that you know when Abba wants you to push the lesson, you may not know why or who it's for, but we all know Abba's word is universal. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. And whoever the teacher is or the more, they may not know what's going on, but Abba do. So he changed it for a reason. I'm just going to follow his lead and get in line. And we're going to get into elite culture. And open it up with my open prayer, fam. Somebody shoot me a thumbs up or something. Let me know I'm sounding okay. I'm coming through clear. Matter of fact, let me shut my door. So. Oh, man. I'm still here, fam. I'm still here. I know if we go back and listen that there'd be a lapse in it when you're not talking. So I'm going to try to just talk till I get my feet. Open up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda Abaya, once again, for giving us the breath of life, for bringing us to the door of your Shabbat. Thank you for all those who will take part of it. Thank you for all those who obedient to your Torah, Father. Just obedient to your Torah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us your truth, Father. Thank you for allowing us to wake up, Father. And for those who didn't make it, Father, may you comfort their loved ones, Father, with me. Because we're in terrible times, Father. But as you brought through your son, Deuel, last week, quarantine, Israel, they have always been a part of our history. Have always been a part of Israel history. That Yahweh have quarantined us, have separated us from the midst of the world. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for your foreknowledge and your guidance. Forever guiding Israel, Father. Father, I ask and pray that I get out the way and your word come through, Father, for you are the general, you are the captain, you are the one that guides this ship, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Prayerfully, everybody had a great week so far, and amidst the quarantine, amidst the COVID-19, amidst this upside-down world that we're living in right now, but I like what Brother Ari sent out when we talked this week. He said the normal of this world is insanity. And prayerfully, we all getting to see that when we're sitting down and Ari is taking away everything. It is. The normalcy of this world is insane. It's insanity. And again, man may do something, but Yahweh going to get the glory. He's going to get the glory. Just like that old serpent called the devil in the garden, thought that he was getting Adam and Eve to fall. But once you go and understand the story of Adam and Eve and know what took place, that I'll be getting the glory out of that. He's getting the glory out of that. So no matter what man do in this world, no matter what Hasatan tried to do, Abba going to get the glory if you belong to him. We're going to see that tonight through the lesson that Abba laid down for us tonight. We're going to see that he don't leave Israel. He don't forsake Israel. He will never leave us nor forsake us. We'll always be there, although we in trying times right now. And the lesson that he had before this is it was showing that we was a nation brought out of captivity. We were already in captivity, and we was brought out as a whole nation in captivity round about this time over 4 to 5,000 years ago, Pesach time, round about this time of year, in the month of Abib, round at this time right here that we're coming up on, fast to Passover, you know, to Pesach season. This is around the time that Yahweh brought a whole nation out of captivity. You know, so we are no stranger to being oppressed. We are no stranger to being unlike. We are throughout the history of Israel. We are no stranger for somebody not liking us. We are no stranger for not getting along with the quote-unquote the status quo. We're no stranger for that. But us as Israel, we try to fit in the status quo over and over. We try to squeeze inside the status quo. And Abba, as usual, in his love and his mercy, he's trying to take us out of the status quo, but yet we're still trying to fight to get in the status quo. We want to be in the normal society of this world, but from the jump street, we wasn't. As a nation, we was in slavery, and he brought us up out of slavery. We was formed as a nation within slavery. Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your forefront of your mind. As a nation, we was born out of slavery. Out of slavery. We know and understand today that we're still enslaved. We're still in prison. And Todahaki, we're still in prison. We're still enslaved. Mankind may look at each other, and we may not have changed on, but the mental slavery, the slavery to sin. And again, what Yahweh is foreshadowing, what he's trying to show us, what he's trying to do with us, he's trying to bring us again out of slavery, out of captivity. No different. The bonds that we put on ourselves, we put these bonds on. We put these chains on. We put these doubts, these fears that hold us back. Things that enslave us. Things that the strong man do to us, that we allow the strong man to do to us. Because if we go back and start and run, we understand that Yahushua gave us something. He gave us power over the strong man. So the only time the strong man is able to bind us, first and foremost, if Yahweh want him to show us a lesson. But if we're walking in Torah, if we're walking in right standards with Yahweh, strong man can't do nothing with us. He cannot do nothing with us. We allow chains to be put on us. We allow that. Again, Yahweh said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. And it was a great story that he gave us tonight. You know, matter of fact, we're going to always start off in Ephesians 6:10. 6:10 through 13. Matter of fact, let's go to that. So let's jump into this word. I'm right there. Finally, be strong in Yahweh and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Again, the bonds that we put on, they're spiritual bonds. The chains that we put on, they're spiritual chains. The things that we allow in our psyche, in our spirit, in our space, We allow, unless, again, it's something that Abba need us to learn about ourselves. It's something that Abba need us to learn about ourselves. And that is the only way we get put in bondage. We know and we have an understanding of that. We have a teaching of that. If you go back in the book of Job or book of Job, he shows us that right there. That Job needed to learn something about himself. First, Job, he needed to trust with all his might and heart and soul in Yahweh, first and foremost, and not our flesh. That's where we need to put our trust at. In these times that we're in right now, yes, be prepared. Yes, prepare for everything. Be prepared for everything, but know that we could take all the herbs we want. We could exercise all we want. We could be in the tip-top of shape all we want. But it's Yahweh who saves. It's Yahweh who saves. But that's not saying that don't take your herbs, don't eat right, don't exercise, don't prepare. Because we know in Yahweh's word, he tells us to prepare. But we prepare with the mindset that, hey, Yahweh is the God. Yahweh is my shield. He's my buckler. He's everything. He is the one that I sit under. I get under the covering of his wings. So with the mindset of that, let's get into this lesson. And we're going through a great story about Zion, about Jerusalem, about Zion that Abba gave me. And we're going to do quite a bit of reading tonight. So we're going to start in 2 Ezra 9. 2 Ezra 9 and going to verse 38. And this is where the journey begins. But again, remember, Abba sees everything. Our good, our bad, our ups, our downs, our struggles with our wives, our struggles with our husbands, our struggles on the job, our inner battles. He understands what's plaguing us, what spirit is plaguing us, what demon is plaguing us, what demon we allow that plagues us. He understands all that. He sees all that, and he continually warns us. He continually shows us, this is what's bothering you. This is why you can't get over that hump. This is why you can't move beyond this. But we don't listen. Sometimes we just don't listen to that little still voice. Because, again, look at the world. The world had to be slowed down. It had to be slowed down. Because the world was just on this roller coaster rolling. And you know who else was on a roller coaster? Israel. Israel was on a roller coaster too, hands in the air, howling as we're going up and down, screaming, enjoying the ride. But again, we're getting caught up in that world cycle. So Yahweh said, slow it down, Israel. Slow it down. And I love the way our rabbi been doing, because we've been going through what the wiles of the devil, what's been going on. Well, how he has been coming at us. But with that, we have been also asking the question, what is Yahweh doing in all this? What is Yahweh doing while all this going on? What is the direction for the believers? Because you got your naysayers out there, you got your sayers who say that the world did it, that man did it, that God has did it. What did Yahweh say about it? And that, it's all in his word, what he said about it. Nothing new under the sun, what Brother Shlomo said, Solomon. There's nothing new under the sun. And anything we want to know, ask Yahweh. He's going to tell us. He's going to show us. He will not leave us in the dark. And again, for ourselves, what is hindering us? What is stopping us from going forward? What's stopping us? And then a lot of us know. We know what unclean spirit is dealing with us. We know that. Because what the scripture called them, familiar spirits. We familiar with them because they familiar with us. And they slide in any chance they get. Any chance they get. And the one thing we can be getting out of this is we need to be closer as a family. We need to come together closer. We need to talk more. Brother Harrell got us on Zoom, this app called Zoom, and we got to see the brother's faces. You just see the light in the brother's faces because we haven't seen one another. So everybody on there glowing and shining, cracking jokes because we haven't seen one another. This was the priest line. So just to see Brother Yakiel, my spirit was jumping. I was happy when I got off the phone and talked. I mean, all my brothers. Mackenzie Holler, you happy? It was that ruach. It was that spirit was inside me. It was happy. Hey, that's my brother over there. I ain't seen my brother in three, four weeks. But we got these phones with FaceTime. We could FaceTime one another. So our jokes was being cracked on one because we was happy to see one. We missed that. We missed the fellowship with the brothers. So we got to call one another, the sisters, the Akutis, the Emus. Call one another. You've got these cell phones that can FaceTime one another. Get on the app. We all should be on the app Zoom, whatever Harvell going to bring up, so we can see one another. These things that we can do. And I love how Brother Yariel ended his lesson last week, because he ended his lesson with a song, and it felt good singing. It felt good to hear everybody's voices on there singing. That's that Ruach is longing for his brother, his sister. Longing for one another. Miss one another. Miss one another. I know I miss y'all. All right, family. Let me get into this. Second Ezra. And listen to the story. And this, as a matter of fact, this is a mighty man of Yahweh. And listen to how this mighty man loves Israel, loves Zion, Zion. And when I spoke these things in my heart, I looked about me with my eyes, and upon the right side I saw a woman, and beheld, she mourned and wept with a loud voice, and was much grieved in mind, and her clothes were torn, and she had ashes upon her head. Then I left my thoughts go wherein I was occupied, and turned me to her, and said to her, why do you weep? And why are you grieved in your mind? And she said to me, let me alone, my Lord, that I may bewail myself and add to my sorrow, for I am sore vexed in my mind and brought very low. And I said to her, what ails you? Tell me. She said to me, I, your servant, was burned and had no child, though I had a husband 30 years. And every hour and every day these 30 years did I make prayer to the Most High day and night. And it came to pass after 30 years that Yah heard me, your handmaid, and looked upon my low estate and considered my trouble and gave me a son. And I rejoiced in him greatly. I and my husband and all my neighbors, and we gave great honor to the mighty. And I nourished him with great travail. So when he grew up and I came to take him a wife, I made him a feast day. And we're going through the whole chapter of our 10 family. And so it came to pass that when my son entered into his wedding chamber, he fell down and died. Then we all overthrew the lights. All my neighbors rose up to comfort me, and I remained quiet to the second day at night. And it came to pass when they all left off to comfort me, to the end I might be quiet. Then rose I up by night and fled and came hither into this field, as you see. And I do now purpose not to return into the city, but here to stay, and neither to eat nor drink, but to continue to mourn and to fast until I die. Then left I the meditation wherein I was, and answered her in anger and said, you foolish woman above all others, see you not our mourning and what has happened to us? How that Zion, the mother of us all, is full of sorrow and much humbled. It is right now to mourn very sore, seeing we all mourn, and to be sorrowful, seeing we are in sorrow, but you sorrow for one son? For ask the earth, and she shall tell you that it is she which ought to mourn for so many that grew upon her. For out of her all had their beginning, and the others shall come, and behold, they walk almost all into destruction. and the multitude of them is utterly rooted out. When then should make more mourning? She that has lost so great, or you which are grieved out of but for one. But if you say to me, my lamentation is not like the earth, for I have lost the fruit of my womb, which I brought forth the pain with pangs and bear with sorrows, but it is with the earth after the manner of the earth. The multitude present, and it is gone, and as it came. Then say I to you, just as you have brought forth with sorrow, even so the earth also have given her fruit, namely, man, ever since the beginning of him that made her. Now, therefore, keep your sorrow to yourself, and bear with a good courage the adversities which have befallen you. For if you shall acknowledge the decree of Yah to be just, you shall both receive your son in time, and shall be praised among women. Go your way then into the city to your husband. And she said to me, I won't do that. I will not go into the city, but I will die here. So I proceeded to speak further to her and said, do not so, but suffer yourself to be prevailed on by reason of the adversities of Zion, and be comforted by reason of the sorrow of Jerusalem. For you see that our sanctuary is laid waste, our altar broken down, our temple destroyed, our lute is brought low, our song is put to silence, our rejoicing is at an end, the light of our candlestick is put out, the ark of our covenant is plundered, our holy things are defiled, and the name that is called upon us is profaned, our freemen are despitefully treated, our priests are burned, our Levites are gone into captivity, our virgins are defiled, and our wives are ravished, our righteous men carried away, our little ones betrayed, our young men are brought into bondage, our strong men are become weak. And what is more than all the zeal of Zion? For she has now lost the zeal of her honor, and is delivered into the hands of those who hate us. You therefore shake off the great heaviness and put away from you to the sorrow, that the mighty may be merciful to you again, and the Most High may give you rest, even ease from your travails. And it came to pass, while I was talking with her, behold, her face upon a sudden shine exceedingly, and her countenance glistened like lightning, so that I was sore afraid of her and mused with what this might be. And behold, suddenly she made a great cry, very fearful, so that the earth shook at the noise. And I looked, and behold, the woman appeared to me no more. But there was a city built, place showed itself from large foundation. Then was I afraid and cried with a loud voice and said, where is Uriel, the angel who came to me at first? For he has caused me to fall into a great trance, and my end is turned into corruption, and my prayer to rebuke. And as I was speaking these words, behold, the angel who had come to me at the first came to me, and he looked upon me. And behold, I lay as one that had been dead, and my understanding was taken from me. And he took me by the right hand and comforted me, and set me upon my feet, and said to me, Ailish you, and why are you so disquieted? And why is your understanding troubled? And why the thoughts of your heart? And I said, because you have forsaken me, Yet I did according to your word, and went into the field, and behold, I have seen, and yet see, that which I am not able to express. And he said to me, stand up like a man, and I would advise you. Then said I, speak on, my Lord, I die, frustrated of my hope. For I have seen that I knew not, and hear that I do not know. Or is my senses deceived, or my soul in a dream? Now therefore I beseech you to show your servant concerning this trance. And he answered me and said, hear me, and I shall inform you and tell you concerning the things where you are afraid. For the Most High have revealed many secret things to you, but Yahweh. For the Most High have revealed many secret things to you, but Yahweh. For the Most High have revealed many secret things to you, but Yahweh. Just food for thought, family. He has seen that your way is right, for that your sorrow is continually for your people, and make great lamentation for Zion. Now, let me read that again. He has seen that your way is right, for that you sorrow continually for your people, and make great lamentation for Zion. This, therefore, is the meaning of the vision. The woman which appeared to you a little while ago, whom you saw mourning and began to comfort her, but now see you the likeness of the woman no more, but there appeared to you a city in building, whereas she told you of the death of her son. This is the solution. This woman, whom you saw is the young, whom you now see as a city built. And whereas she said to you that she has been 30 years burned, it is because there were 3,000 years in the world wherein there was no offering as yet offered in her. And it came to pass after 3,000 years that Solomon built the city and offered offerings therein, that it was the burn bear a son. And whereas she told you that she nourished him with travail, that was the dwelling in Jerusalem, and whereas she said to you, my son coming into his marriage chamber died, and that the misfortune befell her, this was the destruction that came to Jerusalem. And behold, you saw her likeness, how she mourned for her son, and you began to comfort her for what has befallen her. These were the things to be opened to you. For now, the Most High, seeing that you are grieved unfriendly and suffer from your whole heart for her, has showed you the brightness of her glory and the attractiveness of her beauty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move on to Yeshayahu, because we're going to finish the story. Yeshayahu 49:14-16. That is Isaiah 49:14-16. 14:3-16. But Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and Yahweh has forgotten me. This is what Yahweh said to Zion. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Let's move on to Jeremiah 31. .NET 35-36. Jeremiah 35 and 36. Yahweh, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea so that it waves roar. Yahweh of armies is his name. Is his name, says. If these ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the offspring of Israel also will cease from being a nation before me. Moving on to 37:2, fam, I ain't write that down. Yahweh says, if heaven above can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, then I will also cast off all the offspring of Israel for all that they have done, says Yahweh. 38. Behold, the day has come, says Yahweh, that the city will be built to Yahweh from the tower of Hanan to the gate of the corner. Let's move on to back to Yeshayahu, family. Yeshayahu 4. That's Isaiah 4. For those who don't know what Yeshayahu is, that is the Iblis name. Seven women shall take hold of one man in that day, saying, we will our own bread and wear our own clothing. Just let us be called by your name. Take away our reproach. In that day, Yahweh's branch will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land will be the beauty and glory of the saviors of Yisrael. It will happen that he who is left in Zion and he who remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even everyone who is written among the living in Jerusalem. When Yahweh shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from within it, by the spirit of justice, by the spirit of burning. Yahweh create over the whole habitation of Mount Zion and over his assembly, over her assembly, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of the flaming fire by night. For over all the glory will be a canopy. There will be a pavilion for a shade in the daytime from the heat, and for a refuge for a shelter from storm and from rain. Excuse me, family. Now we're moving on to Hebrews 13. Chapter 13, verses 3-6, family. Get my eyes right. Be free from the love of money. Contend with such things as you have. For he has said, I will in no way leave you, neither will I. Oh, I'm sorry, family. That ain't three. Three. Remember those who are in bonds as bound with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you are also in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled. But Yah will judge the sexual immoral and adulterous. Be free from the love of money. Contend with such things as you have. For he has said, I will in no way leave you, neither will I in any way forsake you. So that with good courage we say, Yahweh is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was short and sweet, family. Short and sweet, and why it came upon me and why I was connected, all that is for whoever it hit. I have no idea. But they're going to give me a chance to go back and listen to it too. And because only Abba can connect the verses like that. Only Abba can connect. So that is the end of this week's lesson, family. Y'all know me, your brother Ariel. Yahweh give them points straight to the point. There's no need of going into, Abba don't want me to go into and talking just to be filling, trying to fill something. Abba's not about that, and I'm not going to start being about that either. I'm going to speak what he asked me to speak and what he tell me to speak, give the lesson that he gave me to give, and that's it. Matter of fact, Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael, because we get in the Sabbath. The Sabbath has entered. The sun is set. Let me go to the closing blessing. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh. Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah for your beautiful lesson. Toda Abba Yah for giving us courage, for allowing us to know that no matter what this world throws at us, if we stay under your wings, if we not go to the left and to the right, but if we do go to the left and to the right, that you are there to take us back, Father. That if we repent and turn from our evil ways, Father, that you would accept us back into your bosom, Father, because you love Israel, Father. You love Israel. We thank you for that, Father. Father, I'm going to ask and pray for all of Kohanim, all of Moray, Father. Clear their minds, Father, that you allow their Ruach to be free, Father. That they have no burden, Father. And if they have burden, Father, that you give it to them, Father. I want to ask and pray for all the elders, Father, all as I can, Father, that in any ailments, any pains that they're going through, Father, that you heal them, Father, that you know that you're still on the throne, Father. Let them know, Father, that you're still God in Israel, that you are the one driving the bus, Father. I want to pray for the Emas, Father, that you continue to allow them to share their wisdom with us, Father. I want to pray for the Akotis, Father, that they continue to be strong. They continue to be within your Torah, Father. They continue to be great helpers, Father, as you have said in your word, Father. For the Yaladim, Father, that you cover all the Yaladim, Father. That you allow us as a Mishpachah to surround the Yaladim, Father, so nothing can get in, Father. And if it get in, Father, somebody be right there to get it out of there, Father. Father, may you break all the bands of the unclean, Father, that may you break all the bands of this world system, Father, that we as Israel rise as your battle axe, Father, that you strengthen us, Father, that you encourage us, Father, that you, so we will not doubt, Father, that we can get rid of these unclean spirits, Father. I ask that you bind all of them, Father. Give us the power, Father. Allow us to know that we have the power to bind anything, Father, because you gave that to us. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, Father, I pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael.